27 of 40 days with Jesus. We're looking at John chapter 21, and in particular again today, verses 15 to 17, this incredible conversation between Jesus and Peter. You'll remember that with Jesus' help, Peter and the fishermen have just caught an amazing catch of fish after having tried all night and caught nothing. 153 to be precise, a beautiful detail in the midst of this powerful moment and this story. So Peter and Jesus have this conversation, and Jesus begins to enable Peter to see a future, one that he thought had been dashed around that charcoal fire as he denied Jesus three times. And although Jesus had called Peter to be a fisher of men, he now wants to commission him to be a shepherd of the flock. After all, he hadn't been very good at fishing, had he? So why not change the metaphor? Step by step, Jesus brings Peter back to that place where he can be commissioned with this incredible task, to be entrusted with bringing people to know the power of the resurrection themselves. And this is the powerful thing for us today, that the call is greater than the fall. Dave Smith, in his 40 Days with Jesus devotional, tells this story. Thomas Edison, who was working on the first prototype light bulb, and it took a whole team of people 24 hours to put just one of them together. And the story goes that when Edison was finished with one light bulb, he gave it to a young boy helper who was tasked to carry it up the stairs. Step by step, he cautiously watched his hands, obviously frightened of dropping such a priceless piece of work. And yes, you've guessed it. The poor young man dropped the bulb at the top of the stairs. And a whole team of people would take another 24 hours to make another bulb. Who would you trust to carry the next bulb up the stairs? Well, Edison, it is said, gave it to the same young boy again to give him a second chance to carry it to the top of the stairs. We know that God gives us many chances. He not only restores, but he also recommissions. For Peter, we know the next step of his story. He didn't drop the task. He burst out of that locked room on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 were baptized and added to the church that day. He was instrumental in the first recorded healing miracle of the early church in Acts chapter 3 as he was going to the temple that morning. He preaches, he's put in prison, he's released by an angel, he confronts sin with scary discernment. He has anointing where even the sick want to just get into his shadow. And if that wasn't enough, as Tom reminded us on Sunday, he was the first to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, and you can read that in Acts chapter 10. What hope of restoration and recommissioning for us today? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Then go and feed my sheep. Go and take up the challenge of the task I'm going to give you, that your failure won't stop your future, your fall will not change the call. Peter, go and feed my sheep. That's what I've called you to do from the very beginning. I'm recommissioning you with the same task again. You may still be living in the pain of past failure. You may never have fully accepted Christ to be the one who leads your life. You may have taken a wrong turn or just simply drifted away from him. Or you may be wondering whether God could or would ever forgive you and whether you're capable of living a life that pleases him. Today, take heart. Look at how Jesus transformed Peter and know that he is a loving Saviour who wants to come and help you face up to the past, forgive you, restore you, heal you, and recommission you today. Accept his call and see what God can do through you right now. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for never giving up on me. And I come to you today and I repent for the times when, like Peter, I have not lived up to the calling that you've destined for me. I receive your forgiveness and your recommissioning. Lord, you know that I love you. Thank you for giving me hope and a future. Amen.